Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is dismissing the new U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, saying President Trump is mentally disabled. In a speech Tuesday, Rouhani also said sanctions on the nation's top religious official will do no damage because Ayatollah Khamenei has no foreign assets. And a spokesperson for Iran's foreign minister said sanctions on Khamenei and the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, would mean the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy. Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactics at the last minute, opting for sanctions instead. The measures are meant as retaliation for Iran's shooting down of an unmanned U.S. drone that Iran says was in its airspace. The United States says the drone was in international territory. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who issued a report in April on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential elections, will testify in open session before the House of Representatives Judiciary and Intelligence Committee on July 17. Democratic chairman of the two panels said Mueller agreed to testify after the two committees issued subpoenas on Tuesday. Mueller has not spoken publicly about his report since he issued a statement in May that the decision was not to charge President Trump was difficult and that it was not clear he was innocent of obstructing justice. Mueller said if the special counsel's office had been certain that Trump did not commit crimes, it would have said so in the report. Trump has been highly critical of the process, repeatedly calling the investigation a witch hunt. Following the announcement Mueller would testify before the congressional committees, Trump sent out a tweet saying, "Presidential harassment." For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss ongoing